65.4% voter turnout in phase two of the Lok Sabha elections, highest turnout in Tripura with 78.6% and lowest in Uttar Pradesh with 54.8%. Delhi High Court pulls up Kejriwal government, saying the Aam Aadmi Party puts personal interest first, while the Aam Aadmi Party says MCD's standing committee formation has been stalled due to the case pending in the Supreme Court. Two CRPF personnel killed in Manipur attack. This is a suspected militant attack in Manipur. CBI recovers arms and ammunition during raids in Sandesh Kali in a case related to the violence against enforcement directorate officials. Bengal government moves Supreme Court against the probe. Lokat circular issued against Anmol Bishnoi. His IP address for Facebook was traced to Portugal. Last known location is that of Kenya. Mumbai police are also in the process of preparing evidence to invoke the Makoka law. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, while closing his three-day trip to China, said the U.S. has seen evidence of Chinese attempts to influence and interfere with the upcoming U.S. elections. The second phase of the Lok Sabha elections have concluded with 63% turnout. Now, voting took place in 88 constituencies. Tripura continued to lead the voter turnout with 77.53%, while Uttar Pradesh registered the lowest turnout with 52.74%. The states of Manipur, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh and Assam have also registered healthy turnouts. This phase saw all 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Maharashtra and UP, among other states that went for polls. Parties are now preparing for the third phase of the elections, which will take place on the 7th of May. The Maharashtra Congress leader Arif Naseem Khan has resigned from three different party committees, expressing dejection over the party not nominating a single Muslim candidate on the 48 Lok Sabha seats in the state. Now, writing a letter to Congress Chief Mallikarjun Kharge, he claimed that the Congress wants Muslim votes but questioned why they are not fielding Muslim candidates. Khan also said he won't be campaigning for any party candidate in the Lok Sabha elections, even as he's been named among the star campaigners for the Congress. Remember, the BJP has been time and again attacking the Congress over appeasement by the Congress, but now this comes as a big setback for the party itself. A lookout circular has been issued against Anmol Bishnoi, the younger brother of jailed gangster Lawrence Bishnoi, in the connection with the firing outside actor Salman Khan's house in Mumbai's Bandra earlier this month. Police are saying that Anmol Bishnoi's IP address is of a Facebook post was traced back to Portugal and his last known location is that of Kenya. Mumbai police are also in the process of preparing evidence to invoke the Maharashtra Control of Organization Crime Act, or the Makoka, against the accused in the Salman residence firing case. The Delhi High Court came down heavily on Arvind Kejriwal-led government over the non-supply of books to children studying in MCD schools. The court said Kejriwal had put personal interest over the national interest by not resigning from the post of chief minister despite being in jail. The Aam Aadmi Party hit back, saying the work of the civic body was stopped due to the non-formation of the standing committee. Remember, this is the highest decision-making body of the MCD and the case is pending before the Supreme Court.